Hare Krishna?
Yes.
Okay, Guru Maharaj, this is Atmaya. We are on the conference call now, and I'll just quickly introduce. That's okay. So, Hare Krishna, everyone. Thank you very much for joining the teleconference class by His Holiness Bhakti Chara Swami Maharaj on the Srimad Bhagavatam. Today we'll have a class on First Canto, 14th chapter. Guru Maharaj is in Mayapur, and he'll be speaking for about 30 minutes, and then we'll have about 10, 15 minutes of questions and answers. And I will explain to you how you can ask the question at the appropriate time. So meanwhile, for the first half an hour, it will be on lecture mode, so you will not be able to speak. So you can just listen in. Okay? Thank you very much. Guru Maharaj?
Yes, Hare Krishna. Is my voice clear, Atman?
Yes, Guru Maharaj, your voice is clear. In fact, shall I unmute people?
No? Yes, so
you can speak.
Please.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Mukul Hare Gopal.
Krishna Maharaj.
Yeah, Hare Krishna. Hare Gopal, Hare Krishna. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
Can everyone hear clearly? Yes, very clearly. Yeah. Okay. So, Guru Maharaj, I'll put it back on the lecture mode. Yeah. Hare Krishna. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So today we are going to discuss on the 14th chapter of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. This chapter describes the disappearance of Lord Krishna. So battle of Kurukshetra was over, Pandavas won the battle, Yudhishthira Maharaj is now reinstated as a ruler of the entire earth planet, Krishna made him perform 3 horse sacrifices, and everything is going on very nicely. The rule of Dharma has been established by the Dharmaraj himself, Yudhishthira Maharaj, and people are very, very happy, as Prabhupada described. There was so much prosperity at that time that there was no illness, no suffering. Everyone was perfectly happy, and the cows were giving so much milk that even the pasturing grounds was soaked with the milk dripping from the udders of the cows when they were grazing on the field. And another beautiful example of the prosperity of Yudhishthira Maharaj's kingdom is once a Brahmana's son died young. So Brahmana came to Yudhishthira Maharaj asking, why my son died before me? This is not proper. Like, what he actually meant, when dharma is perfectly established, then there won't be any such discrepancy, any such anomaly, that the son dies before the father. And as you know, Krishna, Arjuna went with Krishna to get that boy back from the abode of Jamaraj. So everything is perfectly situated. At that time, Arjun went to Dwarka and to spend his time with Krishna. And months went by, Arjun did not come back. So Yudhishthira Maharaj was worried. 7 months went by after Arjun went to Dwarka and he didn't come back and there is no news. Of course, those days there was no telephone or mobile phones or internet to have this kind of communication. Like it was like there was no news from Arjun. So Yudhishthira Maharaj became very worried. And he asked, he wondered what is the matter. And and at the same time, he started to see many ominous signs everywhere that he was seeing various inauspicious signs, like that the ordinary transaction, the people are becoming greedy, the seasons changed, like the movement of time is precise through the changes of the seasons. Like there in India there are 6 seasons and those seasons come in time. But Yudhishthira Maharaj noticed that the seasons were not, there was some discrepancy.
Gurumaj?
Yeah.
Yes, you can continue.
Yeah, okay. So now it's okay. Yeah, so Yudhishthira Maharaj noticed that the direction of time had changed in the way that there are disruptions in the seasonal regularities. And he noticed that the people became very greedy, angry, and deceitful. And they were adopting foul means of livelihood. So these things caused concern to Yudhishthira Maharaj. And in the meantime, Narad Muni actually came and told him that Krishna was going to withdraw his pastime soon. So Yudhishthira Maharaj became very concerned that Arjun didn't return. Does it mean something has happened to Krishna, or did Krishna withdraw his pastimes? And so he spoke to Bhim, and he told him that what's the matter? Arjun went to Dwarka to meet Krishna, and he didn't come back. 7 months went by, and he did not return. And at the same time, he also expressed his concern that Narad Muni has indicated that Krishna was going to quit his earthly pastimes, and did the time already arrive? And he, in here, Yudhishthira Maharaj started to express his gratitude to Krishna, that Krishna meant everything to him, like, and all that they have, their opulence, their prosperity, and their victory over their enemies, and their control over their subjects, and all these are simply due to Krishna's mercy. So this is a wonderful lesson to learn, that a devotee always sees that how everything is a matter of Krishna's mercy. It is due to Krishna's mercy that all the prosperity and good fortune and happiness come. So devotees, when they get this good fortune and prosperity, they simply become grateful to Krishna and offer the credit to Krishna's mercy. And it is simply due to Krishna's mercy that all these wonderful things are happening to us. And at the same time, Yudhishthira Maharaj started to express his concern that the ominous signs, the inauspicious signs that he was noticing. So this is also another thing to learn, that when the human body becomes very pure, then in the body he actually sees the indications of different effects. The good fortune or auspiciousness creates some sort of indication in the body. Similarly, inauspiciousness also indicates some auspicious some indications in the body and also in the surroundings. So Yudhishthira Maharaj said that, see, my left side of my body is trembling uncontrollably, quivering. Then I'm having heart palpitations due to fear. All this indicates undesirable happenings. And he told Bhima, see how the jackals are crying at the rising sun and vomiting fire, and how the dog barks at me fearlessly, and the auspicious animals like cows are passing from my left side, and the lower animals, the useful animals like cows are passing from my left side, and lower animals like asses are circumambulating me. So from this, Yudhishthira Maharaj could see that something inauspicious has happened. And then he's saying, see how the smoke is encircling the sky. It appears that the earth and mountains are throbbing.
Go ahead, Guruji.
Hare Krishna, I'm sorry the line is being cut off. So in this way, Yudhishthira Maharaj started to see all kinds of inauspicious indications around him. Like, there is thunder without any cloud. The bolt from the blue. The wind is going violently, blasting dust everywhere and creating darkness. Clouds are raining everywhere, bloody disasters. And in this way, he just kept on noticing different types of inauspicious indications. That the sun's rays are becoming faint and the stars appear to be fighting amongst themselves. Confused living entities appear to be ablaze and weeping. Rivers, tributaries, ponds, reservoirs, and the mind are all perturbed. So when the mind gets perturbed, that's an auspicious indication. And the rivers, tributaries, ponds, and reservoirs of water are all perturbed, agitated. Butter no longer, that is ghee. Now, generally the fear, it ignites fire, but here the ghee are not igniting fire. What is this extraordinary time? And he is wondering what's going to happen. And this way he keeps on giving so many wonderful indications. But I'll just read this part. The calves do not suck the teats of the cows. Nor do the cows give milk. They're standing, crying, tears in their eyes. And the bulls take no pleasure in the pasturing ground. The deities seem to be crying in the temple, lamenting and perspiring. They seem about to leave. All the cities, villages, towns, gardens, mines, and hermitages are now devoid of beauty and bereft of all happiness. I do not know what sort of calamities are now awaiting us. I think that all these earthly disturbances indicate some greater loss to the good fortune of the world. The world was fortunate to have been marked with the footprints of the lotus feet of the Lord. These signs indicate that this no longer will be. So in this way, Yudhishthira Maharaj observed inauspicious signs on the earth at that time. And he was thinking himself, in wondering, he was lamenting, he was completely overwhelmed with this anxiety. So at that time, Arjuna came back from Dwarka. And when Arjuna bowed down at Yudhishthira Maharaj's feet, then Yudhishthira Maharaj noticed dejection and which was unprecedented, because Arjuna was always very cheerful, very full of life, but here he seemed to be so depressed, so morose, and there were tears in his eyes. The tears, his head bending down, and tears were streaming down his eyes. And so Yudhishthira Maharaj, although could understand that something very, very unfortunate has happened, which meant actually that Krishna left this planet. But still, at a time like that, it's a human nature. But a human nature doesn't really want to think of the worst. The human nature tries to hold on to the hope. And so he did not ask Arjuna about his anxiety that Krishna may have left the planet. Rather, he started to ask Arjuna whether something went wrong with him. So he asked Arjuna, tell me whether everyone in Dwarka are happy, our relatives in Dwarka, the members of the Jodhi family, are passing their time in happiness. So he was hoping against hope that everything is all right. And he started to ask about different personalities individually. That our respectable grandfather, Surasena is Vasudev's father, whether he is happy, whether our maternal uncle, Vasudev, and his younger brothers are doing well, whether his wives, headed by Devaki. Vasudev had 7 wives, and the chief of them was Devaki. They're all happy with all their daughters-in-law. Our Ugrasen and living. And he asked about Ridhika and Krita Varma, Akrura, Jayanta, Gada, Sharan, Satrajit, and Balaram. And then he asked about Pradumna, Aniruddha, and he asked all about Krishna's sons, and Samba, Sushin, Charudeshna. So in this way, he just kept on inquiring about all the members of the Jodhi dynasty. And then finally, he asked, is Lord Krishna the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who gives pleasure to the cows, the senses, and the brahmanas, who is very affectionate towards his devotees, enjoying the pious assembly of Dwarka Puri, surrounded by friends? So he is hoping against hope that is Krishna still there, surrounded by his entourage in the assembly in Dwarka, who is the giver of pleasure to the cows and the senses and the brahmanas. He has inquired about Balaram. In this way, he just kept on asking about all the... In the meantime, Arjuna is standing there, just silently shedding tears. Now, again, this is such a beautiful exchange. Yudhishthira Maharaj could understand that Krishna actually left the planet. just by seeing Arjuna, he could understand that Krishna left the planet. But he could not accept that fact. He just was hoping against hope that everything is all right. Although he knew that Krishna left the planet, but he just kept on. I mean, this is a human nature. They don't want to accept the unfortunate situation, especially for a devotee to become separated from the Lord is the most unfortunate, the most painful experience. And that is being we are seeing in Yudhishthira and Arjuna. Arjuna is standing there shedding tears with his head bending down. And Yudhishthira Maharaj is asking about all the family members of all the associates of Krishna and Dwarka, and inquiring whether Krishna is ruling the king. Krishna is there surrounded by all his associates and entourage in the assembly. And then, when Arjuna is still silent, then Yudhishthira Maharaj is asking Arjuna whether everything is all right with him. And he is asking that whether his health is all right. You appear to have lost your bodily luster. Is it due to other disrespect and neglecting you? Others have disrespected you and neglected you because of your long stay in Dwarka? Has someone addressed with unfriendly words or treated you improperly? Could you not give charity to one who asked for charity? And you could not, is it that you could not keep your promise to someone? So these are the activities, these are the incidents that causes pain to a kshatriya. If somebody disrespects a kshatriya, it causes pain to him. If somebody neglects him, he feels hurt. If someone addressed him with unfriendly words or threatened him, or if he could not give charity to somebody, the kshatriyas are very charitable. Giving charity is one of the activities of a kshatriya. They're very generous. So whenever somebody asks somebody to kshatriya, kshatriyas will give it to him. And kshatriyas are very, very particular about their commitment. Whenever a kshatriya promises something, commits something, he fulfills that. And if he cannot do that, it causes him distress. So Yudhishthira Maharaj is asking Arjuna, like, has something like that happened to you? Like, somebody asked for charity and you couldn't give him the charity, or you could not keep your promises? And then, is it that you failed to protect the brahmanas, children, cows, women, and the diseased? So this is also another noble character activity of a kshatriya. He gives protection. Kshatriya's business is to give protection. He gives protections to the brahmanas, he gives protections to women, children, cows, and the diseased. And, or, did you contact a woman of impeachable character, or have you not properly treated a deserving woman, or have you been defeated on the way by someone who is inferior or equal to you? Have you not taken care of old men and boys who deserve to dine with you? Have you left them and taken your meals alone? Have you committed some unpardonable mistake which is considered to be abominable? Or is it that you are feeling empty for all time because you might have lost your most intimate friend, Lord Krishna? So finally he comes to that point. Or Arjuna, is it because you have lost your most intimate friend, Krishna? Oh, my brother Arjuna, I cannot think of any other reasons for you becoming so dejected. So this is how Yudhishthira Maharaj encountered Arjuna when he came back. In this chapter actually describes, first, Yudhishthira Maharaj sees all these inauspicious signs and he wonders whether Krishna may have missed a planet. And Narada Muni already told him that Krishna is soon going to withdraw his pastimes. So, at the back of his mind, he has that concern that Krishna may have left this planet. Arjuna is not coming back, he's away for so long, and he actually went to bring the good news from Krishna about what should be done, what should be, how things should be organized, and also Krishna's plan for future. And when he was not coming back, he was in anxiety. And then he's seeing all these inauspicious signs around him. So that causes him even greater concern. And then Arjuna comes back in a very different kind of mood. Like, he lost his bodily luster, he lost his jovial nature, lively nature, and he's shedding tears with bent heads. He came and offered obeisances, but he didn't lift his head. And he could see that the tears were just gliding down his eyes. And then Yudhishthira Maharaj started to inquire, like, has anything gone wrong? Is everyone okay in Dwarka? Is everything all right in Dwarka? Or is there something wrong with you that you haven't been able to do things, or you have been disrespected, dishonored, you have failed to fulfill your commitment or promise, or you failed to give in charity, or is it that you have failed to give protection to the brahmanas, or is it that you have you did not invite a deserving brahmana or a friend to have meal with you? And then finally he comes to the point, or is it because Krishna has left the planet? So thank you very much. Now, for about a few minutes, I will ask some questions, if you have. Programs. I have another program that I have to go. There are about 1,300 devotees came to Mayapur from Calcutta, and they were congregation members. So they are having a festival here, convention here, so I will have to go and give a class there. So anyway, I can give about 10-15 minutes of question answers. Hare Krishna, thank you very much.
Thank you, Guru Maharaj. Okay, so if anyone would like to ask a question, please dial *6 on your telephone or your Skype line or your web phone. So dial *6 and you'll be added to the queue for questions. And when you hear a message, a prompt from the system, then you can go ahead and ask your question. Okay? So please dial *6 if you want to ask a question.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes, I can hear you.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Yes, this is Mukund Hari and Padma Malini from London. How are you, Maharaj?
Okay, Mukund Hari, how are you?
Very, very well, Maharaj. How are you? How are you feeling?
I'm fine, thank you.
Yes, Maharaj, my question was, Yudhishthira Maharaj actually said at one point that the useful animals like cows were passing from his left. Can you please explain the significance of that, Maharaj?
Yeah. You see, the auspicious animals, it's an auspicious sign when cows and other useful animals pass from your right side. Right? But it's an auspicious when they pass from the left side.
Okay.
So they should Right, that is, well, I mean, you can make it a point not to let them pass from your left side, rather let them pass from your right side. Of course, in London, you don't see many cows in the street.
No. That's right. Okay, thank you, Maharaj. Thank you very much. We look forward to seeing you in February.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna,
Maharaj. February? Yes, Hare Krishna. Are you coming to India?
Yes, we're coming to Ujjain in February, Maharaj.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
Yes.
Very good.
We'll be there on the 23rd. We'll be, in fact, arriving on the 20th.
All right.
But we'll be
so,
there.
Very good. Very good.
Excellent. Yeah. So we look forward to seeing you, Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Who is that?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my most humble obeisances to Lotus Feet. This is Nanda Dulal.
Oh, how you doing, Nanda Dulal?
Maharaj, how is your health? You know, I was so much, you know, when I saw the email, you know, that circulating, you know, in East
My health is okay, you know, like the travel does cause some, you know, some stress and but the thing is, it's okay, it's nothing serious.
Maharaj, we beg you in a lot of speed, you know, please, you know, take rest, Maharaj, because it's important that, you know, you guide us for a long, long time.
Yeah, more than rest, you see, it is the prasad. Like, I have to make sure that, you know, because wherever I go, like, we have seen, like, everyone loves to feed me. But, you know, like, overeating can be one of the... You as a doctor know that.
Yes.
Overeating
yes.
can be very, very damaging to the health.
Maharaj, I have a small question.
So now I decided... go ahead.
No, Maharaj, you know, what are you telling? You know, please, you know, let us know. So you have decided what? You have decided what, Maharaj?
I decided that, you know, nowadays, from now on, I will cook myself or I'll have a cook for me, you know, instead of letting everybody cook for me, you know. I think that's one thing, like, I request everybody. Don't try to cook too many, don't try to cook for me. Rather, try to hear from me.
That's nice, Maharaj. Yeah. Maharaj, I have a small question. You know, when I was reading Bhagavad Gita,
yeah.
third chapter, question is, you know, Prakriti ke manani guna karma sarvesha ahankara vimaratma kartaram iti manyate. I understand that, you know, that, you know, Prakriti is doing, but who is desiring?
What kind?
Now, I understand that I'm not the doer, but, you know, Prakriti is doing everything. But there might be somebody desiring for to have that action.
Yeah. You see, like, Kriyamanani Gunai Karmani Sarvasya. You're acting, but the result of your action is coming as guna and karma. So act, you know, like the way you act, it's not that you are not acting. You are acting. But your action is taking place in relation, your karma is taking place in relation to guna. And accordingly, you're getting the reaction. The point is, when something undesirable happens, don't blame anybody. Accept that it is due to your own action that you are subjected to that reaction. And the other thing is, act in such a way that it will not generate undesirable reactions. Don't act in a mode of passion and ignorance. Act in mode of goodness. And finally, act in Krishna consciousness. Act in pure goodness. And that is the instruction.
Thank you, Maharaj. Maharaj, will there be any class next Saturday? Next Saturday?
Next Saturday, let me see. I haven't gone through my schedule.
Okay. Thank you, Maharaj. Thank
you. Yeah, if I'm free, I'll give the class. Atma, any other question?
Yes, Guru Maharaj, there's one more question.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj, please accept humble obeisances. All worship to the Prabhupada and the Divine Self. This is Janak Raj Das from Brisbane.
Who's speaking? Oh, is it Janak Raj?
Yes, come on. How are you doing, Guru Maharaj?
Okay. I'm fine, thank you. Hare Krishna.
Wonderful to hear you. Wonderful to hear, Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj, my question is, when Guru Maharaj was mentioning about inauspicious signs, when one sees inauspicious signs, can one counteract it? Or one has to see it as Krishna's arrangement? And if one can counteract it, one...
Your line is not very clear. Your line is not very clear. Speak a little loudly and slower.
Yes, Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj mentioned there was inauspicious signs. My question is, when there's inauspicious signs, my question is that when there is inauspicious signs, can that be counteracted in any way? Or and how can one counteract inauspicious signs?
Yeah, okay. You see, there are ways of counteracting things, yes. But, ultimately, say for example, Krishna's departure. How can it be counteracted?
Can't.
Right? Like, you may get an indication and you may take some precaution, but the wise thing is to accept everything that happens with Krishna consciousness. Like, whatever happens is bound to happen. We don't really have any control. So therefore, instead of trying to counteract them, better to just accept them in a positive Krishna conscious way. That way, this is meant for my spiritual advancement. With that spirit, we have to accept it.
Yes, Guru Maharaj.
Okay, Janaka.
Yes, Guru Maharaj. Thank you, Guru Maharaj.
So, another question I can take. Last question, Atman.
Yes, Guru Maharaj, is another question?
Yeah.
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. This is Vikas Radha Krishna Das from California.
Who's speaking?
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. This is Vikas Ananda Krishna Das from California.
Oh, Hare Krishna, Vikas Ananda Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. How are you doing, Guru Maharaj? I'm hearing all the and seeing the emails about your health.
As I mentioned to Nanda Dilal, that I'm fine, actually. Like, there are a few, physical difficulties, but otherwise it's all right. I'm okay, don't worry. No major problems, just some minor problems.
Okay, Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj, I know you have to go, so I'll ask my question really quickly. Guru Maharaj, where can I find some of the details of the disappearance Leela of Lord Krishna? Was Arjun present at the time when the Leela was happening? Or when Arjun reached Dwarka, the Leela had already happened? Some of those details, I don't have that information, Guru Maharaj.
Yeah. When Bhagavatam actually described, no one was around Krishna. No one was with Krishna at that time. Right? Krishna, before that, Krishna met Matsya Rishi. He also spoke to Uddhava. And then he was lying under the tree. And then he left his body. He left his planet. Bhagavatam gives a description. No, the point is, answer to your question is, no one was around Krishna and entering when he left the planet.
Okay.
Thank you, Vikasananda. All glory.
Thank you, Guru Maharaj. All glory. All glory.
Now, Pramananda, Hari Hari Bol. Jai Shri
Prabhupada. Jai Shri Prabhupada. Jai Guru Maharaj.
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. Okay, it looks like Guru Maharaj has signed off on the call. So to the participants in the call, thank you very much for joining us today in the teleconference class on Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, 14th chapter. As Guru Maharaj mentioned, the next teleconference class could well be next week, Saturday, but please watch out for an announcement on BCS Istogosti and on Guru Maharaj's Facebook page, which is Bhakti Charu Swami, and we'll let you know about the next class and the exact time and date there. So if you'd like to re-listen to this class, we'll be uploading the recording to the regular folder in the Google Drive, which you can get from the email announcement about this class or on the Facebook page again. And if you have any suggestions or questions or feedback, please email me. It's info@vpnglobal.org. That's info@vpnglobal.org. And my name is Atma. So thank you very much, and we'll end the call now. Thank you. Hare Krishna.